You are going to listen to two colleagues, John and Olivia, talking about their market research about millennials. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 7. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hi, Olivia. I've just finished some market research on millennials in the U.S.
Hey, John. So have I. Shall we discuss our findings?
Sure. So, millennials are one of the largest generations in history. If we go by Strauss and Howe, who coined the term millennial, they're born between 1982 and 2004. And they're entering the most significant period of their financial lives, which is affecting lots of industries.
True, though the news often says they're irresponsible with money.
I've seen research that doesn't back that up. Anyway, let's move on to the travel industry, where there's been substantial revenue growth.
Well, I was surprised to learn that millennials are willing to give up things like their Netflix subscription, coffee, and alcohol to have enough money to travel.
I couldn't believe that so many will save for their next trip rather than pay off debts or purchase their first home.
They're even willing to accept a lower salary if it means they can travel more frequently.
I'd never agree to that.
Nor would I.
Lots of successful travel providers are meeting millennials' expectations.
They avoid guided sightseeing tours and bus excursions. Attracting this target market takes more than just clever marketing.
Indeed. It's providers who offer them opportunities to see what it's like to live and eat like locals while on holiday.
At the same time, millennials are demanding when it comes to price, and the convenience of e-commerce makes it easier to find great deals to plan every aspect of their vacation.
Let's move on to the camping industry. There's been an influx of young campers.
And more millennials are purchasing camper vans for outdoor adventures.
You know, it used to be a relatively niche and inaccessible pastime. Now it's more like an alternative travel industry with a range of lodging options. Most importantly, it's more kid and family friendly than it was in the past. That's essential for a generation now making up the majority of new parents in the States.
And technology and camping go hand in hand. For instance, they can discover new places to go camping on social media. And 30% of millennials pick camping spots because of posts that they've seen.
Older generations camp to get away from everything. Perhaps millennials are too dependent on technology.
Well, virtually all campers report bringing a device, primarily to research safety issues. And millennials who are first-time campers are more likely to go camping where Wi-Fi is available for an added sense of protection.
I see. The fitness industry is also changing.
Yes, millennials tend to stay away from traditional full-service gyms. Those types of memberships aren't rising, unlike online subscriptions to fitness classes.
They're motivated to stay in shape, so they're spending $7 billion annually in this industry. I believe it'll exceed all others because of their attitude towards well-being.
You never know. There's a 2014 report about this industry that says why millennials invest in fitness, and being an affordable fitness provider isn't at the top of the list.
Yes. The study says some go to pricey boutique studios to have the best workout sessions available.
Though nearly half go because of a fitness provider's atmosphere, the majority view exercise as a social group activity rather than an individual one.
How about changes in the food industry?
Well, in 2019, millennials spent nearly half their monthly food budget on dining out or takeout.
And they're turning away from old-school chain restaurants and embracing new, fast-casual dining concepts such as organic and sustainable menus.
Really? I believe that ordinary restaurants may get a boost as more millennials have children. They're a place where they can go with their kids to relax without being hurried out the door.
I think they'd consider that type of dining experience old-fashioned. Anyway, this generation is environmentally aware. I'd be surprised if they didn't insist that food providers reduce their packaging waste.
Good point.
Hi, Olivia. I've just finished some market research on millennials in the U.S.
Hey, John. So have I. Shall we discuss our findings?
Sure. So, millennials are one of the largest generations in history. If we go by Strauss and Howe, who coined the term millennial, they're born between 1982 and 2004. And they're entering the most significant period of their financial lives, which is affecting lots of industries.
True, though the news often says they're irresponsible with money.
I've seen research that doesn't back that up. Anyway, let's move on to the travel industry, where there's been substantial revenue growth.
Well, I was surprised to learn that millennials are willing to give up things like their Netflix subscription, coffee, and alcohol to have enough money to travel.
I couldn't believe that so many will save for their next trip rather than pay off debts or purchase their first home.
They're even willing to accept a lower salary if it means they can travel more frequently.
I'd never agree to that.
Nor would I.
Lots of successful travel providers are meeting millennials' expectations.
They avoid guided sightseeing tours and bus excursions. Attracting this target market takes more than just clever marketing.
Indeed. It's providers who offer them opportunities to see what it's like to live and eat like locals while on holiday.
At the same time, millennials are demanding when it comes to price, and the convenience of e-commerce makes it easier to find great deals to plan every aspect of their vacation.
Let's move on to the camping industry. There's been an influx of young campers.
And more millennials are purchasing camper vans for outdoor adventures.
You know, it used to be a relatively niche and inaccessible pastime. Now it's more like an alternative travel industry with a range of lodging options. Most importantly, it's more kid and family friendly than it was in the past. That's essential for a generation now making up the majority of new parents in the States.
And technology and camping go hand in hand. For instance, they can discover new places to go camping on social media. And 30% of millennials pick camping spots because of posts that they've seen.
Older generations camp to get away from everything. Perhaps millennials are too dependent on technology.
Well, virtually all campers report bringing a device, primarily to research safety issues. And millennials who are first-time campers are more likely to go camping where Wi-Fi is available for an added sense of protection.
I see. The fitness industry is also changing.
Yes, millennials tend to stay away from traditional full-service gyms. Those types of memberships aren't rising, unlike online subscriptions to fitness classes.
They're motivated to stay in shape, so they're spending $7 billion annually in this industry. I believe it'll exceed all others because of their attitude towards well-being.
You never know. There's a 2014 report about this industry that says why millennials invest in fitness, and being an affordable fitness provider isn't at the top of the list.
Yes. The study says some go to pricey boutique studios to have the best workout sessions available.
Though nearly half go because of a fitness provider's atmosphere, the majority view exercise as a social group activity rather than an individual one.
How about changes in the food industry?
Well, in 2019, millennials spent nearly half their monthly food budget on dining out or takeout.
And they're turning away from old-school chain restaurants and embracing new, fast-casual dining concepts such as organic and sustainable menus.
Really? I believe that ordinary restaurants may get a boost as more millennials have children. They're a place where they can go with their kids to relax without being hurried out the door.
I think they'd consider that type of dining experience old-fashioned. Anyway, this generation is environmentally aware. I'd be surprised if they didn't insist that food providers reduce their packaging waste.
Good point.